Yes, Greg. Well, when we launched our document last week in terms of a time to invest in Letterkenny University Hospital, one of the areas where we felt that significant progress could be made is in relation to commissioning the maternity theatre, which itself would provide better maternity service to the women at Donegal, but also would free up a surgical theatre in the hospital and would start to deal with the spiring waitlist we have. I had an opportunity at the weekend to raise this with the manager of Letterkenny University Hospital and with the senior executives within the Celtic Group, and they both informed me that it's a priority for both the hospital and the Celtic Group, that they did make a submission last year to government for funding, but that didn't happen. Funding wasn't received. But they are hopeful, given the new maternity strategy, that this is something that would be funded to allow for the new theatre to be commissioned and for staff to be recruited into it, which would more than likely be in 2018 as opposed to 2017.
The efforts were being made, and really the buck stopped as to the lack of progress so far then with the Department of Health?
Yes, I was informed that this was a priority issue that was submitted to CLTA from the hospital, and CLTA also submitted this to the HSC as one of its priorities, but however, funding wasn't allocated. That being said, we're trying to look forward now because, you know, this has been an ongoing issue for the last 13 years. This bespoke maternity theatre was constructed in 2004. It's absolutely outrageous that for 13 years in our hospital that has spiring waiting list, that we have a theatre that was built with hundreds of thousands of public money, yet has never been commissioned. And what I want to ensure and to continue to apply pressure both on the Celtic Group, the HSE and the government is to make sure that within a short period that we have this maternity theatre opened, which means that for emergency cesarean sections, instead of going to a different floor, that there will be a theatre right beside the maternity suite where those operations will be carried out. But crucially, what it does is it releases a surgical theatre to the hospital so that consultants who've spoken on Highland Radio and then other media for many, many years have been talking about the fact that they can't get theatre space because of the pressure the hospital's under. So it's just not acceptable that we have a theatre constructed but lying idle for 13 years. And hopefully this does signify a bit of a breakthrough, despite the fact that we'll probably have to wait another 12 months at least to see that breakthrough materialise.